AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. A federal judge ruled Immigration and Customs Enforcement cannot re-detain Kilma Abrego Garcia because a 90-day detention period has expired and the government has no viable plan for deporting him. He was mistakenly deported to his home country, El Salvador, last year. Since his return, Abrego Garcia has been fighting a second deportation to a series of African countries proposed by the Department of Homeland Security. The judge ruled the government made one empty threat after another to remove Abrego Garcia to countries in Africa with no real chance of success. Many people who knew and worked with Reverend Jesse Jackson are vowing to keep hope alive in honor of his legacy. Jackson led the civil rights movement for decades. The protege of Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. and a two-time presidential candidate died this morning at his home in Chicago at the age of 84. Jackson spoke here in 2015.
Dr. King would be so proud of you today.
Yes.
Here you stand in the cold, multiracial, multicultural, employed, unemployed, because justice transcends race.
He scored diplomatic victories with world leaders, and through his Rainbow Push Coalition, he channeled cries for black pride and self-determination into corporate boardrooms, pressuring executives to make America a more open and equitable society. A powerful explosion ripped through an upstate New York church and injured five people. New York State Police say the blast happened at Abundant Life Fellowship Church. Conservation and historical organizations are suing the Trump administration over National Park Service policies. The groups say erase history and science from America's national parks. The lawsuit filed in Boston says orders by President Trump and Interior Secretary Doug Burgum have forced Park Service staff to remove or censor exhibits that share factually accurate and relevant history and scientific knowledge, including slavery and climate change. This is AP News. The hottest show in hockey is being embraced at the Winter Olympics.
Olympic hockey knows all about big hits. That includes heated rivalry, a gay hockey romance TV series starring Hudson Williams and Connor Story, who helped carry the Olympic torch. Players including Team USA's Zach Werenski spoke with the AP about the show's impact on the sport, which has brought in new fans.
A lot of people are talking about it, so I think it's great for the game. Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen it, so I can't really comment too much on the actual show, but I think it's definitely good for the sport of hockey. I think whenever you can add more eyes to the game and have people talk about the game and talk about inclusivity, I think it's just great for the sport.
As part of the Olympics, athletes were gifted potted plants. Many of the Canadians named theirs after the lead characters in heated rivalry, Shane and Ilya. If you know, you know. I'm Julie Walker.
Ed Donahue, AP News.